scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
So you know it's getting cold outside, and I still have not found my winter gloves.
Johnny, this has been going on for like a month.
I found some replacement winter gloves, but not the ones that I really want.
Not the
want.
Ones you really want. They'll probably turn up just when you buy a new pair.
Well, I might be buying this pair. They now make mittens made for two, and they have the best name. They're called Smittens.
Aww.
It's really cute. So each set of the Smittens, which are going to run you about $35.
Well, it is for two, though.
Yeah, I guess.
So it's two pairs in one.
I guess that's a bargain. It comes with one oversized two-handed mitten, I guess is what it's supposed to say, for you to share, and two normal-sized mittens as well.
Wow, so you can hold hands while you walk in the snow and get your pictures for Instagram?
Yeah.
I'm wondering, is it going to be like something where it's like a big, like, big mitten where you could just put both hands in holding hands, or is it like two side-by-side hands?
Basically, from if you look, I don't know if you can see, if you look at it, it looks like a winter hat that you can put your hands in.
Well, this is very cute. It doesn't seem super practical, except for, you know, what if you wanted to switch hands?
Yeah.
Like, what if you're walking, you're like, oh, I want to be on the other side.
Or like, oh, I need to sign this credit card receipt or something like that.
Hmm. And this has some practical implications, but I like it. It's kind of cute. Well, this is also really cute. Reindeer stay for free at Extended Stay America Hotels. Or, you know, if you don't have a reindeer, do you have a reindeer?
Not on hand.
Well, they aren't the only four-legged friends that stay for free. If guests book before Sunday, December 31st, any pet can stay for free at an Extended Stay America hotel. Nice. I have a feeling they probably have limitations on what kind of pets.
Yeah, I don't think they'll let you like bring your St. Bernard or something like that.
Pet tiger.
Yeah.
but a new survey showed that 27% of people view their pets as family members that should be included in the holiday fund. And 40% of traveling pet owners feel guilty when they leave their pet behind. So that's good news for pet owners.
That is good. Yeah, Plinko is going to go with me everywhere I go. When it comes to traveling.
I can see this.
That's why
why you don't go anywhere.
Well, that's the thing now is we have to look at hotels or lodges or places like that that are pet friendly. So
and you have to think about
difficult.
Like if you were going to run out and go shopping or to a restaurant, what does Plinko do during that time? It's a whole new world you're in.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, this is a whole new world and kind of weird. I know you're really into yoga.
I am.
You ever tried goat yoga?
Haven't tried it, but I'm really into goats as well. So that
you do like goats?
I love goats.
Okay. Well, University of California, Santa Barbara, students are doing this yoga with goats. They say it connects you to the people around you and provides a friendly atmosphere. It is more than Zen and more of an experience, and it's an amazing experience and a crazy, wild adrenaline rush. You're just surrounded by people having a good time. You're also surrounded by goats.
Do the goats do the yoga? Are they just running around?
What I've seen, the goats, like when you're doing like any of the back bends or they're basically standing on top of you.
Because goats don't really take direction that well.
No.
But they do like to be close to people.
Right.
And they like to like headbutt you.
And they like to climb.
Yeah. So, well, that's
I've seen some videos. They're like doing the downward dog or the back bridge and all that stuff. And the goat's just like on top of them, hanging out, just like being all.
Well, that sounds kind of weird. I was going to say fun, but at the last minute I changed it to weird because that's just weird.
I don't think when a goat relaxes, I don't think that's going to be, it's not going to turn out. The way you want it.
No, I agree.
So.